Then from there, when everything was okay, from the Adana, the capital of Cilicia there, there was an orphanage. They had opened up the Armenians school, knew my brother-in-law to be, and my mother also. He wrote a letter and said, come right over Adana. It was the capital of this. And he said, there is work for you in the orphanage here. And so for Jeremiah too, his name was good. So, and for Auntie also. He would do the wash, she would do the washing. He was a baker. He would bake the bread and mother would cook. So the whole family went down to this orphanage. And we stayed there for 2 years. That was 1918, the armistice was signed, and by 1919 we were in Adana. Then mother worked there, and then this orphanage, the communist Armenians took over, and we couldn't stay. We couldn't, I mean, mother couldn't take it. She was so frightened for us. So the former principal's daughter was working in the American hospital. She said, my rig, which means mother, come on, you have no business over here. This is not your place. I have work for you over there. So she took my mother over there and she cooked for the whole hospital and for the head nurse, all that. So she took me too. I waited on the head nurse's table. I was 14 years old. And all the captains and the lieutenants and the English soldiers used to come and sit in great big table every night. I waited on them. Then, in this meantime, a letter came. Well, we're arguing. Our town, our little town that we left, the Armenians went back. All of them went back. And the missionaries wrote my mother. They said, your work is open here again. Come on. But send Arusiak, me, so she can start school. The school is open. Oh, mother began to get my clothes ready and everything. I'm going. And my brother-in-law to be said, no, she's not going to Hajin. She's going to go to America. This argument is going on. Mother wanted me to send me to Hajin, and Jeremiah, nope, she's not. She's, my sister is going to America. We were just like brother and sister. Because he loved my mother. This is why he got engaged with my sister, because so he could be her son. This is how much he loved my mother. So, anyways, just in this argument, a letter from my auntie, Pasadena, came over there. Send Arusiak so we can send her to school here. And also Rebecca. My auntie's name was Rebecca. Rebecca. It's Rebecca in Armenian, but English is Rebecca. So the two of us came to America and straight to Pasadena, 968 North Mentor. That's the address. No, it was very easy in those days. There was no quota or anything.
So you made it before the quota?
Yeah.
You came by ship or?
Yes, ship. No airplane then, no.
No, I know. I mean, that's
we had a hard time, but I was so sick. Oh.
So didn't enjoy the ocean.
I couldn't take it. I was so sick. Ooh. I don't see how they let me in. I was so pale. But they... when you get to Ellis Island, they examine you. They give a wonderful examination from all, everything. There was nothing wrong with me. I was just seasick. So we got on the train. We had Christmas on the train.